on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is People Speak. Hope you're having a good day. Got a full studio this morning here, as we've got Rhonda Wilson, Shay Hari, and John Wright, and going to be talking again the primary election coming up here on Tuesday, and there's a very important question in the primary that people need to be aware of, and it can have a pretty big impact on the area. It's a very important question people need to be aware of and have the right information on. So, welcome.
So we're just going to ask some questions of each other and answer them. So hopefully as you get ready to go vote, I do encourage you to go vote. It is a primary, and a lot of the people who may be opposed to this are definitely going to vote, but the people who are for it may think, I don't need to vote because this makes sense and it should pass, and they may not go. So I'm just going to do a please go vote startup. But let's ask Shay, who works at Comwell. Can you explain how the program is going to work that we're talking about adding to the Randolph County Care Center as a behavioral unit?
Sure. Thank you, Rhonda. So through lots of discussion and what many, many people can see these days is that mental health and substance use is on the increase. And in a small county like ours, people don't necessarily know where they can go to or should go to for care, especially at 2 a.m. on a Saturday morning. So most people go to where they feel safe and they know that they can get help, and that is a local emergency department. Our goal at Comwell through this program is really to create a crisis stabilization unit that would be for acute mental health care stay for 3 to 5 days, in which someone could get specialty care related to behavioral health outside of an emergency department. So our goal really is to allow people to have a safe place to go when they're in the middle of a behavioral health crisis. They could be suicidal, they could be concerned about their behavioral health through depression, anxiety, fear, substance use. And our goal is just to have a specialty place that they can go other than the emergency department.
Well, they're talking about adding the nursing home to this center. They're going to be in the same building. Can you explain a little bit about how that's going to work, John?
Sure. I'd like to explain based on my own personal knowledge. And I speak a little bit on experience as a member of citizen of Randolph County. I said member. My grandfather was there in the Randolph County Care Center about 4 years ago, and he and Grandma had started out at Cedarhurst. And unfortunately, you get to a place in time where your body just doesn't cooperate the way that you want it to, and you get beyond certain levels of care. And so Randolph County Care Center has really been a staple for our community for many years. I forget when exactly, late 40s, it's right. So it's been around a long time, and it's served a lot of families in a lot of different ways. I say that because obviously I have a lot of other friends. I just know a lot of other people who have had family members there and perhaps are even employees there. So being in a small community, we certainly know each other, and we know we can share a lot of experiences, and mostly they've been good ones. What we have known over time is that the care facility has been short on occupancy. Trends have been really working downward over a number of years. I spent a number of years in the insurance and financial services arena and worked with long-term care planning and the like. And even at that time, there were people who were preferring to put their loved ones in other places or perhaps at home. Some people have the assets to do that. Other people don't, and their choices are more limited, in which case they may be subject to Medicare or Medicaid beds. So what we're doing is we're bringing in that last piece that we hope to fill that facility. That back wing has been empty for some time, and there is a potential to bring a host of new services that the community needs, and we're working very hard on that. We've had an architect working on drawings. We've had lots of plans and thoughts into access and just really limiting access, in fact, between the two, and I'm sure Shay will talk more about that.
I'm going to jump in here. The Randolph County Care Center has two wings, and the plans are to divide it into two halves. The half that it's currently using will house up to 50 people. The other half will house behavioral health care staff on the bottom floor, and the top floor will become this behavioral health, hopefully a crisis stabilization unit. It has up to 16 beds. The goal is to provide funding and to renovate the building and make it so that the building can be sustainable going into the future. Randolph County Care Center used to have a bucket of money that helped anytime they needed renovations if something major went wrong. That bucket of money has been spent. So going forward, the future of the nursing home is at risk. The concern, the ARPA funds that we have available right now are time limited, and they have been designated to be used for behavioral health care is how we're hoping to use this project. It is not able to be used to renovate a nursing home, but if we renovate the whole building for behavioral health care slash nursing home, that hopefully going forward, it will help the future sustainability of the nursing home and add the behavioral health to it. But given that, it's two completely separate units. They are not in any way intermixed. Grandma will not be in the same unit as someone that's been using substances. It'll have a separate entrance. It'll have a separate driveway. There will be a wall between the two. Only thing they share is the kitchen. They each have their own dining room. They each have their own living space. And at no point will they interact or cross over in their areas. So, Shay, a lot of people are saying, well, people are going to come from all over to be here. Who do you envision coming to this unit to stay there?
Right. So our main goal is really to serve the individuals that are already accessing our local emergency departments. Given that we only have 16 beds, there would not be a large draw, I would anticipate, from any other location other than our local communities. There's already similar care units in St. Clair County and Jackson County, and also in St. Louis. So there's plenty of facilities that are similar to this. It's just we're in the middle of a rural community, and this is meant to serve our individuals that are friends, our neighbors, and our family. Now, Rhonda, I understand you worked at Chester Mental Health Center prior to your retirement, and so I know lots of fears and concerns are driven around that this is going to be a smaller scale Chester Mental Health Center. Can you speak to that?
Sure. I teach mental health first aid and have a lot of experience. I worked at Chester Mental Health Center for 28 years. Part of that was in administration, but I also am a nurse and I have an adult psych master's degree. So pretty comfortable speaking about mental illness. 96% of the people with a mental illness are not violent. Only 4% are. Yes, those 4% are at Chester Mental Health Center. They get funneled from all over to go there. But the 96% are more likely to be the victim of a crime than to be the perpetrator of the crime. So typically, the general Joe who has a mental illness and is seeking help, they are not violent. Going down the track of, you know, someone using substance misuse, those people, 80% of them have an underlying mental illness. So if we can get to helping them understand their mental illness, get support for that, then that too is very treatable and easy to work with. As far as danger, this is a voluntary unit. This is not somebody that's being enforced, adjudicated. At Chester Mental Health Center, you know, they have committed a crime or they've been extremely violent at a sister hospital. So those people have the earmarkings and they're forced to be there. Those people cannot leave under any circumstances. This unit would not be like that. It's voluntary. It's people actively, knowingly, voluntarily coming in to get help. And if they decide not to stay, they would be able to leave. But would they just be out walking in your community? I would say the answer is no, that the people that would oversee this would write policies that if Joe wants to go home, you would ensure there's transportation back to whatever community he lives in, not just let him out on the streets of Sparta to cause havoc, as some people have said.
I think the movies have given a bad image of places too, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of like grandma or your neighbor. I mean, post-COVID, there's a lot of anxiety out there, and people at least, I think COVID has made the stigma of mental illness maybe a little less. You know, there's a lot of support out there, but people don't want to talk about not feeling okay or having an anxiety disorder. And I think people are getting a little more open about that. You know, this center, I think, would be critical for somebody who is feeling suicidal or depressed and not really sure what's going to happen. Can you speak a little bit, or do you know some stats around the crisis team that comes in and helps people like this, to give us an example of who would be served?
So, I mean, it's split pretty evenly between females and males. We see over 460 people per year approximately through crisis services in Randolph and Washington County. I can also tell you that about 25 of those are Washington County and the remainder is with Randolph County. So over time, I can remember stats maybe about 10 years ago that was closer to 300 people who would go through crisis a year. And it just each year, the number of people who are having thoughts of suicide or just unable to care for themselves continuously increases. And I agree with you. I think COVID certainly exacerbated the depression, the anxiety, and the stigma reduction has given people the strength, the ability to say, I need help. I can't do this by myself. And those are the individuals that we want to reach. Those that want help, that voluntarily want to seek care and know that there's a better life for them.
You mentioned COVID and, of course, the economy and stuff now, too. It kind of leaves a lot of people thinking, you know, well, where's it going to go? I mean, there's nothing, no place but down from here, you know. And it's like that, I think, leads into
Jeff,
a lot of
that
problems.
Leads me into a thought. A lot of people wonder, where can they go? Oftentimes people ask about resources, only not to really know what we have available. And we are very abundant on resources in Randolph County, even comparatively to other Southern Illinois counties. So part of my job and our job is to identify those things and bring those together, make them available for people, but also then to continually identify gaps in services. I often say we're only as strong as those around us, so we really have to work within our communities and with our counties to enhance the resources that we have. And one of the things, obviously, that we're missing right now is that care and treatment facility. We often work on what is called a continuum of care, and so there are a lot of different pieces that only work as good as they can without the other pieces.
All right, I'll tell you what, we got a break here. Let's go ahead and throw that in, and we will come back and talk some more here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. Hey, welcome back. This is The People Speak again. I'm Jeff, talking with Rhonda, Shay, and John here this morning. Question coming up here on the primary ballot on Tuesday, June the 28th. That'll be this coming Tuesday, so people need to get out and vote as well. But there's been some confusion as far as some people not understanding, and even I've looked at it and thought, you know, the wording of the ballot question in general.
There are two questions on the ballot for June 28th. On the Randolph County Care Center, shall the Randolph County Board of Commissioners continue to explore the transfer of the Randolph County Care Center to a government entity, healthcare provider, and or a 501c3 non-for-profit for the operation of a drug treatment and mental health facility, which will require the use of ARPA funds to pay for renovations and then eventual transfer, sale, or disposal of the Randolph County Care Center? Yes or no? And then secondly, sale or disposal of Randolph Care Center, shall the Randolph County Board of Commissioners be authorized to sell or dispose of the Randolph County Care Center? Yes or no? So we would just like to talk about some clarifying issues with that.
Sure. So I'll actually start that first question that John read regarding the Randolph County Care Center. Should the Board of Commissioners explore the transfer and use of ARPA funds? That is an advisory question. So that is just really trying to get the public opinion of how the facility should be used. The second question, the sale or disposal of Randolph County Care Center, could be a little tricky in terms of its wording. Even I scratch my head a little bit on that one. However, what we have to remember is that attorneys have reasons that attorneys word things. And what we're told is that it goes back to the 1949 original ballot initiative in which the care center was built with public bonds. And so it has to go back to a public vote in order to turn over ownership or direction, if you will, of the care center. So from the 40s, 50s, 60s, it was pretty standard that community or local governments ran nursing homes. However, over time, as we all know, healthcare landscapes change. And at this point in time, it doesn't necessarily make sense that a nursing home would be overseen by our local government. So the purpose of the question as to whether or not the county board would be authorized to sell or dispose of the Randolph County Care Center is really about not selling it or disposing per se. I think you think of closing. Instead, that disposing really means disposing to another independent board of directors. That's really the goal of this question. Unfortunately, the wording is a little bit confusing, but that's also what we have attorneys for, is to tell us how we have to word these questions to make sure that we're in legal compliance with the original intention of the ballot in 1949. So really, it would be turned over to an independent board of directors ran by local citizens that would report to the local commissioners and board appointed by the Board of Commissioners.
So they don't plan to sell it. They basically want to run it with a board that will oversee pretty much the nursing home administration that's running it now will continue forward. They'll have a separate set of administration that will run the Randolph County Behavioral Health Center, whatever term it ends up being called. But basically, there'll be a board that oversees the two, is what I understand. And going forward, it's very similar to how Sparta Hospital is ran. It's being considered to set it up. It's a public entity. It's a benefit that the county has, but that the county doesn't actually own. There's a lot of behavioral health funds out there that helps run places like this, helps fund and support the behavioral health side of this project. But a lot of those grants aren't available to government entities. So this would hopefully open us up for more grant opportunities and the ability to support this, which then leads me into the discussion around, will my taxes go up? Seems to be a big question that's coming out. And my understanding is this is a non-taxable area. I'll let Shay pitch in.
Actually, I would just say this is not a tax referendum is what I am told. This nowhere in this does the word taxes come about in this ballot initiative. So therefore, this is a non-taxable arena. That is not what we're voting on. Actually, through the use of the ARPA funds and by allowing a behavioral health care center to come into the nursing unit, it's actually hoping to share expenses to reduce overall operations of the nursing home and to allow Comwell or a behavioral health care entity to be able to help support the expenses and the overall cost of the care center. So the purpose is to have more people supporting the care center than just the current existing funds or the 45 people that are currently within the nursing home.
So there's been some concerns at the meetings that we went to about the type of people that'll be served in this unit. I've heard concern about sex offenders being mixed in with kiddos. That was one of the questions. And I'm going to actually ask Shay to talk about what type of population do you envision using or being the most beneficial of what we're hoping to do in this behavioral health unit?
Right. So through much discussion with our local emergency departments and through our own crisis statistics and the people that we serve through Comwell, we can see that adults are the primary population that are seeking our crisis services. Yes, we do also have kids and adolescents that need our crisis care, and we certainly continue to serve those individuals as well. However, what we have right now in our community is outpatient services. That's what we have, 1 hour a week, up to 9 hours for outpatient counseling care. We're looking to improve the availability of more services because we see more need. And so through the use of this acute care center, we would have to focus on either kids or adults. And right now, because we serve more adults, we would focus on seeing the adults in the acute care center. Because the nursing home, because the Randolph County Care Center is next to a park, sex offenders would not be able to be served through our facility. You could say that's a fortunate or unfortunate situation, but that's the reality of it is because we're next to a park, we would not be able to admit sex offenders into our facility. And some people then say, well, how do you prevent that from happening? Well, one, in all of our admission and screenings through Comwell, we currently ask if there's any sex offender status or registry that this person is involved with. And so you could say, well, that's a self-report. How can you ensure that they don't tell the truth? And there's also a publicly accessible, open-sourced sex offender registry that anyone can check at any time, and that would be a secondary process to ensure the safety of those that are currently in the care center, our staff, as well as the nursing home.
Okay, I'll tell you what, we're going to end a quick break. Let's go ahead and get that out of the way, and we will come back here in just a second. You're listening to People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Again, this is the People Speak. I'm Jeff, and we are talking with Rhonda, Shay, and John, talking about the ballot question that's sparked some conversations across the county that will be on the ballot Tuesday in the primary election, which, by the way, a little odd timing for the primary election. Normally, we would have had this done a couple months ago, but that will be on Tuesday, June the 28th, and people need to get out and vote in this election. A lot of issues, and then this one especially, an important one for the county. Rhonda, you had some more.
Yeah, so some of the questions and concerns rotate around the nursing home as it currently exists and the future of the nursing home. And a lot of people have questioned or been concerned about the staff and their support. At the last answer and question session they had at the Sparta City Hall, the administrator of Randall County Care Center stood up and said that they were in complete and total support as the administration of Randall County Care Center of this initiative. They believe that their clients, patients deserve a better place to stay. There's no running water in their rooms. They don't have like a day room per se to go hang out. There's just a lot of improvements that could be had or created for this population. So they are definitely in favor of the renovations. The intent would be to renovate the nursing home side first and move them to the behavioral health side, for instance, if that's what gets voted on. And then once their renovations are done, they would be put back into their home. And then the other side, the behavioral health side, would be renovated. So that's the plan. A lot of concern about the IMRF retirement of the staff who work there. It has been negotiated with the county commissioners and their union that they will be able to continue to have IMRF as their retirement oversight, no matter how this looks going forward, if this passes. So that has alleviated a lot of those concerns for those staff. And there's also the ability to, I hope, sustain the future of the nursing home, that for those people, if the nursing home closes in 4 to 5 to 8 years, they wouldn't have a job. Mm-hmm. So not only will this increase the likelihood of that happening, it allows them to keep their better retirement package. So Shay, you talked about job creation for the behavioral health care side. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So we would anticipate that with moving our existing office that has been in Sparta, on the north side of Sparta, it has been there since at least the 1980s that I'm aware of, and we've outgrown it. Simply, plain and simple, we don't have any more space. So we would first of all be able to relocate our existing office space to the Randolph County Care Center on the bottom floor and expand our outpatient care. What that would look like is the increase of additional mental health counselors, substance use counselors, case managers, which work with individuals to build their skills, such as budgeting, social skills, healthy eating, taking their medications properly, seeking medical care through their primary care physician, and also peer support, meaning persons with lived experience, such as depression, anxiety, or substance use, and persons who are in recovery, they would have more expansion of office space there. We would also be able to increase, our hope would be to increase psychiatric care and nursing care, all on the first floor. The second floor then, as Rhonda stated earlier, would really be for the Behavioral Health Acute Inpatient Center. Again, 3 to 5 day stay. So our anticipation would be that we would be able to create approximately 20 to 30 new jobs through the development of this facility for the behavioral health side. And again, it would just allow the nursing home, the Randolph County Care Center, to continue to maintain their employment, their retirement, and again, be more aligned with their current census of anywhere from 30 to 45 patients at any given time, and be then taxed accordingly. So they would be taxed on those beds at 50 instead of the 100 that they're currently taxed on.
So I am currently the vice chair of Southern Illinois Substance Abuse Alliance. We're in the process of rebranding to a bigger, better group of people, but that's the group that is kind of coming together, helping support the initiative, and has really been working overall to get at substance misuse and mental health issues within the county. CISA is in total support of this vote and to suggest voting yes. We did put together a support letter, and I was actually amazed at how many of the mental health and physical health providers who have come together to help support this vote. Pretty much most doctors at Sparta Hospital, being from that community, but Chester Hospital, a lot of the food pantry support people, Western Egyptian, Comwell, of course, NAMI, Southwestern Illinois, which I'm a big part of, and that's part of my job. But we have a lot of people who make their living in this arena, and they are firmly, totally in support of this unit being created. So my hope is that even if you're not sure how to vote on this or you don't completely understand it, we have made sure that the people who work in this arena know what's going on and they're in full support of it. So hopefully going forward, we will have a place for people that they would be able to go and work.
So, Rhonda, if a person was in support of what was described today in this acute care behavioral health care center combination, but still in a separate side of the facility, the nursing home renovations, what would they need to do on this ballot initiative? How should they vote?
They would vote yes on both points. The concern, with it being a primary, is that a lot of people are just going to think, I don't need to go vote. And I know that it's a little tricky that you have to pull a particular Democrat or Republican ticket, but if you don't want to vote on either one, pull a ticket and then don't vote for anything but this initiative. My goal is to just get people to support it so that it passes. We don't want to risk losing out. If we don't spend the ARPA funds, they can go away, and it's very time limited. That's why it's on the primary and not waiting for the next ballot. The money cannot be used for the nursing home by itself because it's not behavioral health. So there's been a lot of, you know, concerns and questions brought forward, but just it just makes sense to me. It's a win-win for both sides. Being able to get help, I get calls because of what my job is. You know, so and so suicidal. What do I do? It's like call the crisis unit. But wouldn't it make a lot more sense to not have to do that and have a unit or a place to take them to? Shay, a lot of the emergency rooms are just packed full and their beds are taken up. How might this help that?
So I think what we've heard from both MedStar with Chuck Kelly's conversations as well as the local emergency department in Sparta is, according to MedStar, they're seeing anywhere from 5 to 15, it sounds like, per day behavioral health calls. And so this would alleviate some of the calls. Individuals would be able to go straight to the care or straight to the behavioral health unit. In addition, the emergency department would be able to focus in on more trauma-related patients, heart attacks, strokes, exactly what they're meant to serve, right? And so let's go ahead and allow the medical care to be provided in the emergency department and the behavioral health specialty care provided within an acute care setting specifically geared towards behavioral health.
So, Jeff, I just wanted to close up with Southern Illinois Substance Abuse Alliance. Go to their Facebook page. We're getting ready to put out some videos that have been recorded by different players with more information and maybe to give you just a better spin, or for people who, you know, your family didn't listen to this, another way to get information. So go to the Southern Illinois CISA website, Facebook page, and like it, follow it, and be looking for more updates going over the weekend. So basically, I want to end up with just vote yes. Ensure a better future for our community. A yes vote means recovery solutions for our community members and facility improvements for our senior citizens. And I really appreciate your time, and I appreciate Shay and John coming together with me to help meet with Jeff here and get the word out.
All right. Well, thanks for being here, and thanks for giving us the information, getting it out there. And again, we just encourage people to go out and vote on Tuesday. Primaries are generally not a big turnout in voters, but you know, we need a bigger turnout this time, just like you said, for even just this, if that's all you want to vote for. So, all right. So thanks for being with us. That'll wrap things up. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you again next time. Have a great day.